now we have the turnout of everyone, all the people who went to Gush and the honorary people who went to Gush and actually go to Gush. yeah, it's great to see. I don't know who's going on the Shabbaton, but it's also going to be sick. Just this is the start of a sick weekend. We got Rav YS here, who I was in Gush, and we spoke in for Elsman, and we spoke a solid amount about some of the alumni programming, and that's what Rav YS does. So all this alumni stuff and whatever, and like he's behind the scenes. You guys don't know who, like it just kind of comes out of nowhere. You don't know where it comes from. It does come from somewhere. Like Rav YS is working. He's put it in the work. You get those texts, like, are you coming on the Gush Shabbaton, like, repeatedly? Like, that's Rav YS. I mean, you see the contact number anyways, but Rav YS is working, and you should appreciate that, and he's gonna be mechazek us.
Shakar to Adam, chill, making this beautiful event, organizing, getting me in the building. That wasn't so easy. Also, the guard trying to convince him that my ID, which is my license, which says Jonathan, and the card, which said Yonatan, I'm the same person that the card was meant for. So that took a good amount of convincing. But yes, so good to see you. And I'm just one of the many people working behind the scenes to make this weekend special. There's many, many dedicated people in the office here in Teaneck, as well as in Eretz Yisrael, trying to make these events happen. So let's talk about the Parsha for a minute. Let's do some chizuk. Yaakov Avinu is about to have this encounter, reunion with his brother Esav. And he davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Hashem, I'm afraid that Esav is going to hurt me. He's going to kill me. He's going to kill my family. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promised, I'm going to do good for you. I'm going to make sure to take care of you. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, please, save me. So all the Mepharshim, across the board, they're like, wait. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, I'm going to take care of you. And he's mentioning that in his tefillah. So what's he concerned about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised you're going to be okay. In the bracha, he says, "What's the tiv? Zarachak cholayam. You're going to make my offspring. If he kills him off, kills him and his wife and his kids, then he's not going to have many offspring. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him, so there should be no question. So all the farshim across the board, they all answer. I did a quick scan on the pasuk and on Word Finder, and I came across there was the Ramban. Okay, the Ramban says he was worried about using up his schuyos. The whole bunch of answers there. So let me discuss the answer the Beis Halevi gives, also found on Word Finder. I thought it was a particularly good answer that was appropriate for Chizuk. Beis Halevi says, you understand. The whole point is he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you promised that you would do good for me and my offspring. You're going to take care of us and you're going to bestow good upon us. That was his bakasha. It was for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, I want to do good for you. I'm going to do good for you and your family. I'm going to shower you with bracha. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest. If Esav were to kill him, that would not allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu's interest, kivyachol, to happen. And therefore, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you promised, that's what you want. You're saying what I want to do in the world. I want to do good for you. And that's not going to happen if you let Esav kill me. Like not in the Beis Halevi, but the Ramchal says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the world? He doesn't need us. He doesn't need us to daven. He doesn't need any of that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just fine beforehand. Why? Why did he make the world? The Ramchal says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're good, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, of course, by definition, that's what we say about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's good. If you're good, part of being good is doing good to others, wanting to do good for others. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world in order to give us all good. That's his ratzon. The ratzon of Bara is to do good for us. So says the Beis Halevi, that's what Yaakov Avinu was saying. I know your true ratzon is that you want to do good for me. If Esav kills me, you're not going to be able to fulfill your ratzon. Says the Beis HaLevi, this also explains the Mishnah Perkei Avos, says, Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah, Schar Avera Avera. What does it mean? The reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah? Yeah. Because if you do a mitzvah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you a reward. And Hashem wants to give you a reward. So by you doing a mitzvah, you're, quote-unquote, enabling Him to give you a reward. And that in itself is a mitzvah. So every mitzvah you do, you're enabling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give you the reward that He wants. The mitzvah, Ratzon HaBorei. He wants you to learn, and He wants you to give tzedakah, and He wants you to daven. That's Ratzon HaBorei. But also Ratzon HaBorei is wanting to give you reward for doing those mitzvahs. And Chalila V'chas, the other way. You do a sin, Schar Avera Avera. You're going to force, you're forcing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to punish you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to punish you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you just said, wants to give you good. But by doing an Avera, you're forcing His hand. I don't want to do this. I don't want to punish them. They're being bad. I got to. So against His will, that's Schar Avera Avera, that you're doing two Averas. And when you need to do tshuva for having done two Averas for every Avera you did. Okay, so that's on the negative focus. So this is, since this is chont and chizuk and not mushrooms and musr, so we're gonna focus on the chizuk side. When you do a mitzvah, it's a double mitzvah. Schar mitzvah. Mitzvah is a second mitzvah. You did one mitzvah. That's the mitzvah you did. Learning Torah, davening, all the mitzvahs that we do, keeping Shabbos, kosher. And in return, there's a second mitzvah. You enable HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do His will, that which He wants, which is to do good for us, to reward us. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Avraham Avinu. Ki yedativ l'man asher yitzav, right, Rav Gigi's favorite pasuk. Ki yedativ l'man asher yitzav et banav b'toach. Okay, so why? He wants to, why? He's going to command His kids. Why? The man of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Galvanai. To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu on me. What does that mean? In order so that I chose Avram, He's going to educate His kids. Lasot tzedakah u'mishpat. Why? To bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu on them. What does that mean? To be able to give them a reward. I chose Avram Avinu because I know He's going to educate His children to act in a way that I can reward them. Because what I want in the world is to shower you all with bracha, give you blessings, give you reward, to do good for you. And that's the chizuk. The chizuk is gevalt. I just got such chizuk tonight. I was walking around nights there and seeing all of you learning in the Beis Medrash. Oh, what a bracha, what nachas to see every one of you learning. And that's the chizuk. The chizuk is continue what you're doing. Continue doing those mitzvahs. Because you, kivyafel, you are enabling HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to shower you and all of Am Yisrael with bracha. So the chizuk is keep going. Chazak v'yamitz l'gvachem. Keep it up. Keep up the tremendous, great things that you guys are doing. All the wonderful zchuyot that you will have in helping Am Yisrael be blessed is because of all those great things you're doing. Not only the great thing you're doing, but the great thing not only the great task you're fulfilling, but the great accomplishment that you are allowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bless us all as a result of all your great works. So that's the chizuk. Again, shkayach, thank you all for joining us tonight. Thank you for everybody who made this happen. And I look forward to a very inspiring, uplifting Shabbos. I'll give you a little more taste of Vorfinder in my Dvar Torah tomorrow night. Okay, don't worry, I saved some. Hatzlacha.